This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning guest. Name of the company is Open Locker Holdings, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OLKR. With us today is Mr. Howard Gosfran to bring us up to speed. Howard, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Happy to be here.
Wonderful. And I know that we last spoke with you in March of 2023, which was pretty recent. Can you give my new listeners, an updated about statement?
Sure. Well, we continue to execute on our plan of growing the NIL name, image, and likeness opportunity for college student athletes around the country. We did have an exciting event occur between the last time we spoke and now, and that is the Final Four, which is a championship for men's college basketball. And we happen to have a couple teams, actually, that made it to the Final Four. So we've been extremely busy on that front, working with a lot of the student athletes that represent both Florida Atlantic University and University of Connecticut for our respective clubs. So it's been a busy time.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know you kind of just mentioned it, but can you tell us about the event you having coming up to celebrate the Final Four, specifically in reference to the Florida Atlantic University FAU men's basketball team? And kind of a two-part question. Just tell me how it fits in with your NIL platform.
Not a problem. So Florida Atlantic University, if you asked anybody 6-7 months ago if they had the right stuff to get to the Final Four, let alone the tournament, you would have had a lot of naysayers, but no one on that team believed it. And we just liked their grit. We liked everything we saw, and we ended up signing up every player on the men's basketball team to represent them for their name, image, and likeness opportunities. And they did us a big favor. They kept winning and made it all the way to the Final Four. They did lose in the semifinal game, but a hell of a run. Their popularity in South Florida, specifically Boca Raton, where the school is based, went through the roof. And as a result, a lot of opportunities opened up for them, from local retailers to restaurants to just regular fans that wanted to have involvement with these players, and it really ran through us in many cases, our Prowlers Club, which is our club for the Florida Atlantic University Owls. And this coming Wednesday, at Meisner Park in Florida, which is a beautiful restaurant retail spot, we are celebrating the Florida Atlantic men's basketball team in collaboration with the city of Boca Raton and FAU, and we're expecting 4,000 or 5,000 people to attend, with a lot of benefits and perks that you would get if you're a member of the Prowlers Club. Specifically, we're doing a meet and greet in a restaurant where you could meet the entire team and the coaching staff. People have a chance to get signed autographs, perhaps some game-worn jerseys that could be signed. And these are all due to the name, image, and likeness opportunity, monies that could flow to, that will flow to the student athlete. So we're gearing up for a big Wednesday evening on behalf of FAU, and as a South Florida-based company, we're very excited about this opportunity to work with them. And it really fits into Athletes First and our platform to get money to flow to these student athletes and provide them opportunities to do so. And we also turn them into entrepreneurs, because I would invite anyone to go on social media, check out the Prowlers Club with the Z, Prowlers Club. You could see the FAU club. You could see over the weekend every player was out there promoting this event. They learned and really understand key entrepreneurial, the true entrepreneurial spirit of going out there and building up their business themselves. So we're excited about what we've created with FAU, and we're going to celebrate that on Wednesday.
Wow, wonderful. Yeah, and I just want to remind, so everybody, you know, at home, you can go to the Open Locker website, which is openlocker.io. I particularly like their Instagram, which is actually openlocker.io as well. And just kind of check out with some of the progress that these guys are making. I mean, there's a lot of posts, there's a lot of activity going on, and I think there's also a lot of excitement. Howard, how large is the NIL opportunity, and where does your company fit in?
So that's a great question, Kevin. It's been analyzed and reanalyzed. It's such a new industry. It's such a new frontier that it's sort of being figured out as time goes on. The whole NIL industry is not even 2 years old. So really what Wow. the total addressable market is still something that is being figured out. However, it appears to be in the billions, multi-billions. That number is growing. You know, your audience could say, how big is the sports industry? And where, and sort of where does name, image, and likeness fit in for college student athletes? And that's a tremendous number, again, well into the billions. How we fit in is now there's an entirely new population that advertisers are able to avail themselves of and sponsors in order to get their word out. And these college students, let's face it, many of them, these student athletes are more popular than pro athletes. So these advertisers, local and regional and nationwide, are now able to work with the quarterback, work with the softball team or the gymnastics team or some superstar individual on the basketball team, and be able to work with them to help promote their brand, their product, their service. So in that respect, it is tremendous and into the billions. And as far as our part of that addressable market, well, we feel it's a very significant number. We don't have our finger on exactly what that number is yet, because every day it seems like new revenue streams are opening up for us. But we do feel as a public company, we are a pure public play in this NIL space. We really have a unique approach. We have multiple clubs and multiple schools, from the University of Florida to University of Wisconsin to FAU that we just mentioned, all the way to Penn State. We have our clubs, and your audience can go on openlocker.io and Instagram, as you mentioned, and check it all out. But the opportunity is vast, and we feel that we are doing it the right way, and really working as a bridge between the fan community, between the student athlete and the school, and we're very excited about where we sit.
Yeah, wonderful. And, you know, I guess my biggest question is, you know, how do you plan on growing the business for Open Locker Holdings, Inc.?
So the great news is we must be doing something right, because we're getting unsolicited requests from large schools, large and small, around the country saying, hey, we see what you did for them. Could you do the same thing for us? So I don't want to close the schools yet until we have those clubs established. But if your audience just thinks about how many schools there are in this country, universities and colleges, and thinks about how many college student athletes there are, each one that either come their hometown has, you know, supports them in their own way, their high school coaches, their high school friends, each one of these has a support group around them, and we're able to tap into that on behalf of these student athletes. So a major school like University of Florida or Penn State has give or take 800 student athletes across all men's and women's sports. So we feel that it's a greenfield opportunity. We've barely scratched the surface, even though we do have some significant schools in the fold already. The opportunity is really very early. So the growth is going to come in building up the current clubs that we have, and then establishing clubs at various schools around the country, from East Coast to West Coast and everywhere in between.
You've been listening to Howard Gosfran. He's the CEO of Open Locker Holdings, Inc. They do trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OLKR. Howard, before we go, I just want to kind of get your last word here. What do you want to leave folks with for today?
Well, I think it's exciting for people to learn and have an opportunity to invest in a burgeoning new business that is growing rapidly. There's an entire ecosystem that is developing around this. And again, as a pure public play opportunity, we feel we are executing. We feel we're able to deliver a tremendous value proposition for investors. And again, it's a ground floor opportunity. And we feel that we have been going about this the right way. And we'd love to have shareholders get involved and be supportive of what we're doing.
Howard, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you today. I hope that you'll come back in the next 30 to 60 days and give us an update on how you guys are progressing.
I certainly will, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.